Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Yeah, it's a pretty major disruption on southbound 55 there. It seems like it's going to be there for a while, too.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's not going to take hours to clean up. If there's something to clean up, it sounded like it was containing this ammonium nitrate gel, but I don't know if we have any information about any spillage, if that happened.
Right. Okay. Well, I know that it's fresh, and that's why we get this information out as fast as we get it, so people can adjust as they're driving to work on a Friday morning. The last thing they want to do is get caught behind something like this. So we'll keep you updated on what's going on there, but just avoid that southbound 55 for now because, oh boy, that's going to be a tough spot. Something else you said, Scott, attendance is 55% for St. Louis City schools?
No, it's 52% of students are at school 85% of the time. So only if they got on this test, sort of a state test, they got 0 points for attendance, zero, which obviously is the worst you can do. They had a 50% score in math and science, but in attendance, zero.
Wow. Isn't that something? I mean, I am just absolutely floored by that number. It is worse than I thought it was. That, I mean, is shameful how bad it is. You know, I give you an example of Detroit, and they went through something very similar. People weren't showing up, and I think the numbers are even worse than that. You know what people did in order to get these kids to show up? They did a shoe drive, meaning kids, they're doing attendance for the state numbers. This is how we get our funding. If you show up to school today, we'll give you new Nikes.
Oh,
and that's how they got the kids to show up for the day they were counted.
Bribery.
Bribery, 100%. Yeah. And it worked because, you know, these schools were afraid of losing all this funding dollars because, you know, if they don't get counted, they don't get part of the, you know, the funding. So 52% of them are showing up on a regular basis. I would say regular over, what,
yeah.
Is it 85%?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's not good. And in fact, the school system might be dropped down a peg in its accreditation. And it doesn't mean the state will take over, but if it keeps going to the next level lower, the state will take over. And it's done it before.
Yeah. They're going to have to. I mean, I don't see how you can continue on this path and not have a state take over. I mean, there's no way the state would handle this any worse than the way it's handled right now. It's almost like they should be asking for the help. If you're a superintendent, think of all the superintendent issues we've had for all the communities around St. Louis too. How hard of a job is that one? I mean, I'm sure it's difficult, but they pay you good money to do it. But if you come into a situation like this and this is the results you get, you're not cut out for this job. We got to be honest.
Yeah.
You got to do better.
Well, we had one recently who was giving out jobs to their friends. And then we had another one who took a job here and then left to go to Oklahoma and took like $250,000 in salary for not working one day.
I know.
Something's not going right with the school systems.
It's a scam. It's scamming the school system. I mean, that person scammed it. There's no other way to put it. There is major issues here. Speaking of parental responsibility, I understand that there's still 50%, a little over, that are getting their kids to school on time. But we got to talk to those other 50%, these parents. You got to find other arrangements. You got to put a higher priority at this. We're talking about your kids here. We got to get the parents on board with this too. It's not just the kids, because it's not their fault they're not showing up to school. It's absolutely the parents' fault for not making this happen. They got to get on board and fix this, just like the administrators need to fix this.
So, man, when we had the downtown arrests over holiday, what was it, July 4th holiday, we saw how some of these parents operate. There was one kid who got arrested, and then he was let out, and his parents let him go back, and he got arrested the second time in the same night. The same night.
Yep. Not great. There's all these different issues that we're running into with it all trickles down. And maybe some of these issues could be avoided if these kids stay in school and get an education. Maybe we can have some of these other problems down the line start to clear itself up, at least be not as bad as it is for now. This is just a symptom, I guess, of some of the byproduct that we're having. All right, let's get to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Hopefully it'll be the Pelosi Act. She'll be the opportunity to finally ban stock trading by members of Congress. Nobody made more, I think, than her. I could be wrong. A lot of people made a lot of money.
Pelosi Act would be in honor of Nancy retiring. We are going to make it so insider trading is no longer possible inside of Congress, using your information based on the committees and the people that you have and the regulations that you're able to put forth. There's no way that Nancy Pelosi is a better stock trader than Warren Buffett. No chance. There's absolutely 0% chance she didn't use her power and her position to influence her trading, which is illegal, by the way. And that's why this needs to be banned.
I think she did the country a great service by retiring. I think she was a tremendous liability for the country.
And I think
I thought she was an evil woman who did a poor job, who cost the country a lot in damages and in reputation. I thought she was terrible.
Yeah, she was pretty bad. Calling her evil might not be the right way to put it, but nonetheless, I think we'll be better off without her there.
It's not often that someone can become a titan of both Washington and Wall Street. Republicans will remember her as one of the most successful and prolific day traders. She beat the S&P 500 by 559% in her stock portfolio. She's worth a lot of money. She did an amazing job. So what a blow for the financial houses.
I think the Scott Jennings of the world on CNN, tongue-in-cheek answers to things like that. We have never seen such a prolific master of both politics and finance.
Oh my gosh, that is...
I think that's hilarious. I think the way he framed it was very well done.
Why are you out here protesting?
My name's Michelle, and I'm out here protesting because I'm against fascism.
Okay. What is fascism?
Fascism is words hard. Fascism is the authoritarian... why are words so hard right now? Sorry.
I want to make one of those motivational posters where it'll show her and the word will be fascism and her definition underneath would be fascism is words hard. And that'll be
words
the poster.
Yeah. This is not surprising given that we've seen this before. We talked about it earlier with the pro-Palestinian protests year or two ago, where you had interviews like this where the kids could not explain anything about what was happening. They had no idea what they were protesting.
Yeah. And I know what it's like when you're put on the spot. Sometimes your ability to recall definitions, like what you would find in the dictionary, is hard. I get that. But even with the pro-Palestinian protests, I mean, it goes to show you that people that are protesting here, they really don't know what they're protesting other than they just hate Donald Trump in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and there are also these videos out there you'll find where people are asked about historic facts, like basic things, like who was the first president of the United States, and people have no clue. I mean, they just don't know anything about the history of their own country. It's very sad.
I know. It is sad. I remember, and this will haunt this woman, I'm sure, in the long term, but I remember one time I was in high school, and we were in the speech class, and believe it or not, that was something I did well in. I was able to do the speech just fine, and then the teacher asked me, oh, by the way, who's the vice president? And I knew the answer, but when I was put on the spot, I said, and I froze up, and that was 20-some years ago, and I still think about it.
Well, I understand that. When I was a kid, I was in a spelling bee, and if I spelled the word right, I would have won the spelling bee, and I'm ashamed to tell you what the word is.
I need to know. What was it?
Cat.
It was almost as bad. It was video.
Video.
I think I spelled it V-I-D-I-O.
Oh, you know what? Trademark
totally
that.
That's choked. Like,
that's a tech company in the making. They look for names like that. Video.
Yeah. Video.
If it doesn't exist already. So what grade would you say this is?
I was in fifth grade. I know exactly where I was. I remember it so distinctly. And then I would have gone on to like the regional spelling bee if I just put the E in there instead of the I.
Yeah.
Regrets.
I was never a strong speller, so I almost wanted to like purposely get out quick because I knew this ain't for me. So whatever the first one was, you spell it wrong and sit down so you don't have to participate. But you could have gone national. If you had got that one, Scott, it would have changed your entire life.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have gone national if I couldn't spell video.
Were you confident? Like,
I was spelling other really hard words right before that, and then it came down to what you were talking about. I'm forgiving of those moments when your brain locks up. That's not really what we were talking about. I was talking about people not having information, people not understanding what they're protesting or et cetera. But anyway, those moments, I know what that's like. You choke and you feel bad about it later.
We're going to have to pick this up after the break. I know we're going long, and we got that problem on Southbound 55, so we better get to Sue and get an update. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
One FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. This hour, too, we have our Capitol beat with Representative Dr. Bob Onder, considering the doctor side of it. I wanted to ask him, what do you think about, let's say, injections for all to lose 125 million pounds? I wanted to get his take on it. I thought that would be a unique take. Of course, him being in Congress, we can also talk to him about the shutdown and see where that is going. All right. Going back to the spelling bee. No, we don't have to keep going to the spelling bee. I'm just kidding. Can I brag on one of my friends for a moment? Because something really unique happened yesterday. And I got to admit, when you have your regular main job, which I do news here in Detroit now, and when you're welcome to come on and do the Mark Cox Morning Show, and even doing a week's worth of shows, it can be very physically taxing because you're working from the minute you wake up to the moment you're practically going to bed at night to get a little bit of rest here, to get 7 hours of sleep. It's a long day, and I love every second of it. I love every moment. So sometimes you get tired towards the end of the day, and I got a message from a buddy of mine I've known since high school that he got some good news. He was selected as the 2025 Chicago Bears Fan of the Year.
What?
I was floored. He's always been a Bears fan ever since I knew him. I met him in high school. We played soccer together in high school, and we always stayed in touch after high school. He had a fantastic family. I went to Central Michigan as a college, and his sister went to Central Michigan. And when they did like the siblings weekend where you bring sometimes people from, you know, that don't go to the school there, she invited me to stay at her dorm so I can see the school my senior year and get to tour it. And her whole family was the nicest family. And Jonathan Otten,
yep, I see,
is
that
someone I've always respected. After school, you know, after high school, he went to college. He joined the Navy. He became a nuclear engineer on a sub, the USS Michigan. He was always a Bears fan. He had Bears paraphernalia all the time. Whenever I went to his house, we would play Super Tecmo Bowl, and he would destroy me with Walter Payton. It was like he took pleasure in destroying people as the Bears. Walter Payton, you couldn't stop it. And, you know, fast forward some, he becomes, I mean, everything is Bears with him. You look in his house, you look in the way he dresses. Anytime he's not wearing professional clothing, it's Bears something. And he gets worked up about the Bears. He loves it. And when he was a finalist for this, and you're saying you're looking at the picture online. When, I tell you that he told me he thought that they were scheduling an interview to just talk to the finalists to kind of give them an idea of what's going to happen. And Loveland pops on. He's a University of Michigan Wolverine tight end alumni, plays for the Bears now. And he pops on the video feed and says, "Hey, I got some good news for you. You're the Bears Fan of the Year." And he said he almost cried. He was like,
"I could imagine."
In the video, he said, "I'm so proud of you guys this year. In all my years, I've never been so proud of you boys." And he's like, he's all emotional. So he said, "There's two things that are going to happen this weekend. One, there's a fan fest, and he gets to attend that as a special guest. But the Bears are hosting the Giants this Sunday at Soldier Field. He's going to have on-field passes. He gets to bring his son on with him to the field, and they're going to announce him as the Fan of the Year at the game." And he said, it's surreal. He just cannot believe what's going on. He still works with veterans. He's super smart guy. And he works with the VA in Ann Arbor, so he helps at the hospital. And there's a lot of specialized machinery that needs people that know what they're doing when it comes to repairing it and keeping it tuned and things like that. And, you know, his work on a submarine and knowing what to do. He's dedicated his life to helping veterans. Last night, for example, his sons are in the Cub Scouts. He went to a local grave site for Veterans Day, and the Cub Scouts put the American flags on the veterans' grave sites. They spent that time yesterday. He does a lot for veterans. He does a lot for the community. To see him get picked, I'll tell you what, you could have given me 20 shots of espresso. It wouldn't have got me more awake than when I heard that news, because I rode that high the rest of the day. I was so proud of my boy.
And I was reading about it, and his father grew up in Chicago, and that's where he got his fandom from. But he grew up, obviously, that's how you know him, in the Detroit area, Lions territory. And it says he would often wear his Brian Urlacher jersey to school in Detroit. Oh, boy. That's
yes,
a fan,
would.
Man.
I asked him, I said, what jersey are you going to wear to Sunday? He said, oh, I'm going to have to do the Urlacher. Because he went to the Hall of Fame ceremony. He's going to wear that on Sunday. So I did an interview with him. I think WBBM in Chicago is picking up the audio, too. But he said he's the first fan to be selected outside of the state of Illinois. And the fact that he grew up in, you know, Michigan and went to school here with me and downriver, it's a very unique situation. I couldn't be more proud of my boy. And this is what I would say. If you want to go online to the NFL's website, what happens is every team has a fan of the year. If you want to go vote for the Bears and Jonathan Otten, man, I would appreciate that because I would love to see him become the NFL fan of the year. I rarely tell people to go and vote for these type of things, but I would for him. All right, Dr. Bob Onder after the break, 97.1 FM Talk.
Capital Beat.
Hey, welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, and we'd like to do a Capital Beat, put you one-on-one, get a closer look at what's going on at the Capitol. And joining us now is U.S. Congressman Dr. Bob Onder. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ryan. Great to be with you this morning.
Well, you have the doctor in your title, which is important to point out because there was a deal made on Thursday with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to expand coverage to the popular shots that help you lose weight, meant for, I think, diabetes, but it also seems to help treat obesity when it comes to regulating maybe some of that hunger people feel, the GLP-1 receptors. So what do you think about this tactic, using this as a way to drastically lose weight? I think RFK Jr. said 125 million pounds by next year.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be back. It's, as far as what I think about it medically, you know, I think the jury is out. There's no question that a chronic disease, especially obesity and type 2 diabetes and all the diseases, kidney disease, heart disease, stroke associated with those problems, is one of the major health problems in the United States and a major driver of healthcare costs. GLP drugs seem to work. People seem to lose weight. They seem to work for diabetes, and that seems to be a good thing. There are side effects. The deal is really very interesting. We have a very dysfunctional system for pricing medicine in the United States. I remember in my early years of practice, and maybe I'm dating myself, that the average branded drug the manufacturer was trying to get somewhere between $50 and $90 a month out of their drug. Now every single manufacturer, including these GLP drugs, is trying to get over $1,000 a month out of their drug. Some thousands upon thousands. And the problem is our very dysfunctional third-party payment system many people don't actually pay the price of the drug. So the pharma companies jack up the price, and they have all sorts of schemes through the insurance companies and Medicare and Medicaid and rebates. Those of us who are actually have, say, big deductibles and we're paying out of our pocket, it's very, very expensive. So I think I like this deal. We don't know the details. I hope it helps more people who need this drug get access to these drugs and to get access to them.
So part of the thing that Dr. Oz mentioned with it and looking at the strategy of it, okay, you might be able to minimize some of the other complications that come with obesity, and we do have an issue with it in the United States. So if you start to lose some of these other side effects, I mean, no pun intended, I guess, side effects, not necessarily from the drug itself, but the side effects of obesity, some of the other health-related issues with it.
Complications,
after the fact, we're talking about maybe less of a strain when it comes to medical bills for Medicare, Medicaid. So in the long run, we could see savings to those programs because people are healthier. It to me seems like a long-term thing. I think that's going to mean nothing to people that are looking at the marketplace right now, got screwed over by the Obamacare, and now the prices are so high, they don't know what to do. So I don't know what they're supposed to do in the interim.
Yeah, well, there's no question at all that Obamacare And a lot of other just bad government policy is what is the primary driver of healthcare costs in the United States. Obamacare, which, by the way, was passed on a rescission bill. The Senate parliamentarian knocked all sorts of good things out of the House rescission bill, the big, beautiful bill this summer. But the Obamacare was a rescission bill. Supposedly, rescission bills don't make major changes in policy. Obamacare outlawed the private insurance market, essentially, and then put all of health insurance under the umbrella of the government. Obviously, Medicare and Medicaid was already there. Obamacare expanded Medicaid dramatically, but it also created these Obamacare exchanges that are now propped up with, you know, very expensive subsidies. But you're right. I mean, those who actually, you know, are paying for their own insurance or paying large deductibles and copays out of pocket, you know, get screwed over. And, you know, look, I'm hopeful. I think these drugs are encouraging. I hope in the long run they lower the rates of diabetes. I also, though, hope that a lot of the other suggested MAHA changes, like healthier diets, less refined carbohydrates, less sugar in our diet, that, you know, those sorts of things will be a more holistic, more natural way to bring down the problems of obesity and diabetes in the United States.
Yeah, and what I found is that there's a lot of things that we're doing that we downplay the harms to it. We, for years, downplay the harms of social media and what it's doing to kids. I mean, currently, we're downplaying the harms of, you know, legalizing weed and drugs everywhere. My goodness. Sports gambling, people have addictions, they're losing their livelihoods. I mean, there's a lot of things, but at least we're talking about these things. But for the health side of it, we never really honestly talked about the problems that sugars and some of these other things that have been put into our diet are doing to us.
Well, that's right. I mean, in the diet pyramid that goes back decades now suggested that, you know, foods that contain fats and cholesterol were somehow bad. So a lot of food companies said, okay, if I want to take out fat, which, by the way, tastes good, how do I make something taste good anyway? Well, I could load it up with sugar and salt.
Yeah.
That's not good. But yeah, no, the harms of some of the modern social media is just incredible. It turns out that some of the artificial intelligence programs have been encouraging people to commit suicide. I mean, this is just abominable. We need to keep some of these technologies away from our kids. And I think it's time for Missouri to join. I believe it's now over 10 or 12 other states that require age verification for porn websites, so we can keep that very destructive material away from our kids.
Yep. I think a big part of this that it blows my mind, honestly, the amount of pushback on the liberal side when it comes to trying to protect children from things children shouldn't be exposed to. Now, not only were we talking about the dangers of social media and pornography on the internet, you're right, some states have taken further steps to protect kids that way, but we also look at, you know, gender changing surgeries where they're advocating for body mutilations of minors. I just don't get why people defend that.
Yeah, Ryan, I was very honored this year to be asked by the Justice Department to carry President Trump's bill to outlaw gender changing drugs and surgeries in children. You know, it's I believe 25 states have laws, including Missouri, to outlaw chemical and surgical mutilation of kids. But right, it used to be that the left would say, well, consenting adults have a right to do anything they want with their own body. But now they want to do all sorts of horrific things to children's bodies, including taking children who have anxiety or depression or have been victims of abuse or on the autism spectrum, and lie to them and tell them all their problems will be solved if they only transition to a different gender, if they take chemical mutilating drugs and then mutilating surgeries. No, the left has gone completely unhinged. They're now on the 10% side of a 90-10 issue. But it's time for us to join the UK, Sweden, Finland, Norway, and outlaw the chemical and surgical mutilation of kids.
And I'm sure this might be something that was already on your radar, but, you know, I live here in Michigan now, and there was just testimony this week about it, this very topic. And the one thing that stood out to me is people testifying what it was like when they were taking their kids into these things, and they were under pressure from doctors saying things like, yes, implying they'll take their kids away if you don't follow through with this. Like, it was terrible. But one other thing that they mentioned
in some states, that's true, Ryan, at very least in California and in Minnesota, there are laws that they can take your kids away from you if you don't consent to gender transition.
Right. But one other thing that was very interesting highlight was the way that they said this was coded through their insurance. They said they went in and the doctors in these hospitals were basically coding it in a way to make it look like this was medically necessary procedure in order to trick insurance companies into paying for this. So now they're like, now, wait a minute. Now we might have fraud on our hands. So they're investigating that next. I wonder if that goes on all across these different medical systems that have been doing these type of procedures.
Well, it is. There is massive fraud in this gender transition industry. In fact, we had a hearing in the Senate House Judiciary Committee on this very topic, and there was actually a website for gender transition clinics where they shared their coding tips, the codes used to bill insurance companies, and basically, lied to the insurance companies saying, no, this isn't for gender transition. It's for hypogonadism, in other words, a shortage of your natural hormones. This business is a multi-billion-dollar business, but it is dirty from the start to finish. They coerce parents. They say things, would you like a live son or a dead daughter, implying it's like a done deal that their child will commit suicide if they don't consent to this. Jamie Reed and other whistleblowers have exposed the horrors of this gender transition industry. Look, we need to outlaw it, and then we need to take away the licenses of the doctors who have been exploiting kids.
On the Capitol Beat, Representative Dr. Bob Onder, Missouri's 3rd District, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We have Scott on the spot next on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On FM Talk.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Ryan, have you ever had Jiffy peanut butter?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely? No, you haven't. It doesn't exist. What? There's no such thing as Jiffy peanut butter.
There's Jiffy. I've had Jiffy before.
Nope, it's just Jiff.
It's Jiff. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm exploring this topic for a chat I do with Stuart McMillan every week. It's the Mandela effect. So this is explaining how people misremember things. So people thought that Mandela died in prison in the 1980s when he became, you know, eventually became the president of South Africa. But people think that he died in prison in the 1980s. And there are just much smaller examples of that, like Jif peanut butter. Sinbad, everyone thinks that he was in a movie called Shazam in the 1990s. He wasn't. There was a movie called Kazam, and it starred Shaq O'Neal as a genie.
That's right.
Not Sinbad. Some other ones. Oscar Mayer. How do you spell it, the last name?
M-E-Y-E-R.
M-A-Y-E-R.
No!
Yes. Everyone thinks it's Mayer. Name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
M-E-Y-E-R? No, M-A. No, that don't sound right.
It is. It's correct.
It doesn't fit the jingle that everyone knows.
It's okay. It's correct. 100%. It looks like Mayer. How about Fruit Loops? How do you spell fruit?
It's just the way it sounds. F-R-U-I-T.
Nope.
All right, so who's doing the spelling bee now?
Yeah. It's F-R-O-O-T. That's how Fruit Loops are spelled, not Fruit Loops. It's not the word fruit. It's okay.
You're missing the obvious here, which is we passed over into a parallel universe, and that's why it accounts for all of this.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Double Stuff Oreo. How about that one?
Oh, yeah. I love them. They're great.
Well, there's not two Fs. It's only one F.
I thought you were about to tell me there's no such thing as a double stuff Oreo.
Well, it's not double stuff as in S-T-U-F-F. It's S-T-U-F for some weird reason.
Okay. You know.
Yeah, so this is why it's the Mandela effect, because people actually believe it, that I'm being wrong about this. I'm not being
the
wrong.
The Fruit of the Loom one was the big one.
Fruit of the Loom was one where...
that was the big one.
Well, it was the...
there was a cornucopia.
Exactly. People think there's a cornucopia along with the...
People fruit. Have found shirts, though, they posted online with cornucopia.
There is no cornucopia in
but
the...
But they've shown it.
Official branding.
Yeah.
Right. Who knows? Some of this is like a mixture of people misremembering, and then... Like, I think the Jiffy thing is there's a peanut butter called Skippy, right? Mm-hmm. So I think people are conflating the two. Jif and Skippy, and turning it into Jiffy, but there is no such thing as Jiffy peanut butter.
Man, so, I am.
I find this stuff fascinating. I'm like, really? Go buy a box of Fruit Loops today at the store, and you'll see that it's Fruot. Also, the other things that I've been saying.
I work in radio. We're off brand here in this family. Aldi brand only.
Okay.
Well,
last week on the chat, we did Mondegreens. You know what a Mondegreen is?
No.
A Mondegreen is when you mishear a lyric in a song. Mm. So, like, it comes from this woman who misheard Lady Mondegreen in this Scottish ballad, and it was like she thought it was laid him on the green. It's kind of like Blinded by the Light, revved up like a deuce, sounds like something else. It's that kind of thing.
My wife, you know that song in the 90s, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls? It's the TLC song. My wife thought it was Don't Go Jason Waterfall, as it's a person's name. And she believed that up until probably into her adulthood.
It's not uncommon.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, or are you? 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.